Look at you.
I tell you, you're looking a little soggy there.
Correct.
Well, down there too.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah, I was going to ask, did you ever decide if I could borrow your inflatable kayak or not?
I did not know I had one, so... Well,
oh, no, those are just your underpants.
No, I did not. Okay. No, I did not make that decision. Mr. Cackle may have an inflatable kayak.
Or
Crooked Hat has an inflatable hot tub that he's not using because it's too much. It's too much work to keep it up.
I'm certain. Maybe he could float it over here because you would... Yeah, you would...
Well,
that's the only way you're getting here.
Right. So. It's just a row your hot tub.
Well, you know.
Or, you know, you could be living on the surface of the sun.
I've got a story about that.
Okay. Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys? What's going on,
you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Man!
Gosh. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the unlucky 13th of October, 2025. Oh. In the spooky year of Nostalgia Hortensia LaVetria Parton, I'm one of your hosts, the one whose shoulders are still a bit damp, moist, if you will, from getting in the car earlier this morning, Mr. Larry H. Vader, spelled
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
I'm not a fool.
Ooh.
Ooh. He was dodging puddles, so he got it wrong again. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader, and joining me is, as always, most of the time, it's the one who's measuring inches of rain. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Yes. Hi.
Big Fatty, let's just get right to it. How many inches?
Well, I checked just earlier, and it was about 3.5.
That's it. Okay. Y'all, as we record this, it's Sunday, October 12th at 2:55 p.m.
in the afternoon.
It has been raining for over 48 straight hours.
It's been raining for more than that.
Right. Well, over. Probably closer to 60.
72.
72, rather. Yeah. Y'all, and when I say it's been raining, it has not stopped. Now, it's only once or twice been heavy, or even, I'd say, moderate. It was never really heavy. Heavy moderate. But, y'all, it has not stopped. It might drizzle.
No.
It might slow to a drizzle, but it has not stopped raining in closer to 72 hours, like the fat one said. Y'all, it is. Oh, yeah. It has been 70. Yeah, absolutely. It has been now. I'm sorry. I got my days confused. Yeah.
Yes.
So, but y'all, it is. We needed it. It was dry.
Oh, dry as a Triscuit.
Yep. And we mentioned that about when we were talking about the hurricane that didn't come. Last
right.
week, but y'all, we've had enough now.
Yes.
I am tired of being wet. Y'all, I have the WeatherTech floor mats and the jalopy. And y'all, you know, I, whenever I go to the car wash, the one that scratches the car all up and, you know, clean the car, I always wipe down the door sills and everything, the door jams. Cause y'all, you know, you got to do that. You got to keep up with that.
Right.
And then I vacuum out the car, but then I take that floor mat out and, you know, I spray it with the cleaner and wipe it down so it's good and clean. Yeah, the thing's never really been that dirty. I always wondered why I invested, if you will, in those floor mats. Y'all, now I know.
Yes.
know. y'all, the thing, it looks like I've been out mudding in the tessellator. Because y'all, I've had a lot going on, and so, and y'all, I just washed the car a week ago today as we're recording this. So this is from this week, but y'all, it has fucking rained nonstop. So yeah, that's all I got. It's miserable. We're recording this early because y'all, I got to go to the gymnatorium.
Very busy.
But I also, y'all, I could have gone earlier today, but y'all, I was out. I didn't go out for coffee on Saturday. Ooh. Because I just, y'all, it's miserable. And so I didn't want to get all up in that. But this morning I was like, I need an Americano. I needed some hot coffee because y'all, the weather has turned here.
Oh, yes.
And it's high in the 60s. Y'all, we went from high in the upper 80s to high in the 60s. And I'm okay with it.
I am too.
And y'all, and by we went from, I mean overnight.
Yes.
and I'm okay with it. I'm okay with the air conditioning. Y'all, it's turned off. Turned off.
Yep.
Absolutely love it. Love not hearing pennies and, well, actually quarters at this point, just being thrown into the wind every time it turns on.
Ooh, yes.
So we are.
I know how you hate those quarters in the wind.
Well, that was my theme song when I ran for president in 1982. Yes.
Quarters in the wind.
Yeah. Y'all, I know you don't run for president. Anyway, either way, y'all, it's been nasty here. So, yeah. Y'all, I have not spoken to Big Fatty since last week.
No, not at all.
But you got a big week coming up.
I got, we're going off to see the wizard.
Oops.
Oh.
He's off to see the wizard, y'all.
Right.
He's driving to the Hatlanta adjacent. It's not even really Hatlanta adjacent. I guess it is technically, but y'all, it's closer to Hatville than it is.
Yes.
Hatlanta.
In fact,
probably.
I'll be passing the Hatville exit, I believe.
Ah, you will. You will.
So.
Yeah. Anyway. Now, y'all. In just a quick update, I will not be going to Lost Wages this week.
Ah.
I,
so that's you've decided that.
I've decided, y'all, I'm the head coal miner, and I disagree on this. We were talking about it, and he said, I think the time to go is when you're exhausted, and then you can sleep on the plane. To which I said,
well, I'm not.
That sounds terrible. I said, because all I would do is get there and go to bed. And
right.
I would sleep half of the trip away, which is fine. I've been there enough. It's okay to sleep. But y'all, that's not how I like to, when I need to de-stress, that is not how I do it. So I said, I think I'm just going to wait a couple weeks. Y'all, I've got the trip booked. I moved my tickets. Y'all, I'm going to be there for the Halloween-y.
Oh.
I know. Slight error on my part, y'all. I only budgeted 3 days of vacation for this trip, and I'm now using 5.
You're in the hole.
I'm not in the hole because I can't go in the hole, but that would not be allowed. But y'all, that only leaves me with like 4 days to use until December 20th.
Ooh.
So I'm a little about that. I'm not sure I like that. Y'all, I've never cut it so close. Usually, I've got all the extra days, and I just start my vacay in early December. But not this year, I guess. I can't go in the hole. Y'all, I earn as much as I'm allowed to use. So, breaking news. Rain stopping briefly just popped up.
Well, keyword, briefly.
Briefly. Okay, and what were you going to say?
I don't know.
You said and, because I said I can only use as much as I earn.
And if you don't use it, you lose it.
Oh, 100%. And that's the dangerous place I've put myself, which isn't that dangerous, truth be told. But
well, but once you're there a certain amount of time, you earn all that you can take.
Right, right. And you can carry over 45 days, but y'all have already carried that over because I've been there so long. And especially when I was, I would say, in my late 20s to early 30s, y'all, you don't have a lot of money.
Oh, way back then.
Right back then, almost 20 years ago. You don't have a ton of money to go places. So you use some here and there, and that's great, but, you know, you can't afford to go on the vacations and stuff like that, and you don't appreciate just lounging about your villa or your family compound when you're that young. So I banked, y'all, there were years where I banked 15 days. So it didn't take long, obviously. I also used to earn comp time in my previous position. Y'all got in a lot of trouble for earning comp time, which meant I would take the comp time and not the the leave. But y'all, you know, it's good being old because, y'all, you can't earn comp time anymore. So no matter what position you have, you just get paid for it at overtime rates, even if you're salaried, you can't earn it. You get in trouble if you have it. So anyway, all that to be said, all that to say, whatever. I don't.
All that to say, you're fat.
I'm fat, and yeah. Now, y'all, let's, I just realized this fell. Whoop, 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 ooh. Sorry. Whoop, there we go.
Y'all, we've had some calamities. Oh,
there has been. Y'all, I don't have a mount for my phone to use it as a camera, and the camera on my monitor stopped working, which is actually good, because, y'all, I've got the new monitor I need to set up, but I wasn't doing it because it doesn't have a camera built in. But now that I don't have to worry, now that that's not a factor, I'll actually have it.
I can relate to that.
Yeah. It's actually very similar to the monitor you have, just much higher resolution and bigger. Y'all.
Stand by.
Y'all, Big Fatty, I don't have the Jeopardy music. Big Fatty's walked away. Meh. Y'all, poor Big Fatty. Y'all, he's probably had to go run to the toilet.
No, my camera said that somebody had walked up on the front porch, but it normally that's the nip, but he didn't come in. So I'm like, oh, okay, I need to go see who this is.
Oh, was it a squirrel?
A delivery.
Oh, hi. I figured it was a gentleman caller. We'd have to do this later.
No.
Y'all.
I would not have come back.
Well, there's that. I mean, you can just bring him on the little show. Y'all, do you ever wonder about Big Fatty Gentleman Callers? Well, let me tell you, I got back on the dating app.
Uh-oh.
Because sometimes you're like, you know, maybe I should. And I don't usually have a reason to play this song twice. Y'all, it's terrible. First of all, the dentist finder, that's the grin doctor.
Right.
Y'all, it is. And I'm not talking about the quality of the gamin. That is all subjective, right? I'm talking about the spam and the ads. Y'all, it is absolutely unusable. Absolutely unusable. So we tossed her in the garbage. Y'all, it's terrible. It's awful. But, yeah. And it's all the spam. Y'all, the spam.
Ugh.
Tap. Whatever. And I was like, this is making me angry. Speaking of making, now on last week's little show, did we talk about my visit to the county auditor?
No.
I thought I had forgotten to do that. So, third time in a row. Y'all, I went to pay my car taxes, the jalopy taxes, online. Y'all, they were due on, September 30th, right? That it was for a September tagged plate. And in South Carolina, you pay your personal property taxes every year. And every other year you pay for the tag fee or whatever. I don't know what it's called. Well, y'all, when I bought, I strategically bought the tessellator after I paid the taxes for the jalopy last year. That way I just transferred the tag to the tessellator, and I didn't have to pay the taxes until it came due again. So, y'all, it would already be a year old. So, you don't pay that first year. Now, if I, either way. So all worked out. But y'all, because I bought the tessellator out of state, which you legally have to do in the state of South Carolina, I had to handle the registration myself. If you buy from like a dealership here in town, they do all that for you.
Mm.
So y'all, I have kind of dealt with this with my mobile home. So I knew the process kind of, cause I bought it out of state. I bought it in Florida. So I knew kind of the, how this worked, but y'all, I got my steps backwards. So what I did in 2024 was I went to the county auditor, which is where they generate your tax bill. Then I went to the county treasurer and paid the tax bill. And then I went to the DMV with my receipt to register the car. Now, that is what I had to do with my mobile home because I wasn't transferring a tag. And so y'all, but because I was transferring a tag, I did not need to do any of that. So I just needed to go direct to the DMV with my bill of sale, proving I paid sales tax, and they would, for $5, transfer the tag. So when I got to the DMV, she said, "Oh, Mr. Vader, you've paid too much money. You need to go back to the treasurer, and you need to ask for a refund. You only owe us $5, not the several hundred that I paid." Because I didn't, y'all, Tesla said I had not paid sales tax and that I would have to pay it in the state of South Carolina. But I had, but I didn't know that. Anyway, y'all, the folks who work at the auditor's office could not be nicer. They really, truthfully, when I say that I'm going to the auditor's, to the treasurer, y'all, they're 5 feet apart. The counters look at each other. There's two separate lines, right? They connect in the back. It's all the same. It's a county office. So y'all, I went back to the treasurer, explained what happened, and they said, "Okay, we just need the receipt or the paperwork showing you transferred your old tag." I gave it to them. They took care of it. They refunded the money. I walked away. That's a very long story. But y'all, this year, so I went to pay the taxes. And y'all, and I had already looked. I knew how much they were going to be. Y'all, it's very expensive in South Carolina when you have a new car. And it is based on county. So Charleston County is probably one of the lowest taxes on a new car there is because of how much money tax revenue we have. But Hatville, for example, it would have cost three times as much. And I'm not kidding. It costs the Hats thousands of dollars to register a newer car every year. So either way, I went to pay it and y'all, it wouldn't let me pay my, I did wait until September 30th. But I went to pay the bill and y'all, it said I hadn't paid last year.
Oh,
but I didn't owe last year. And I was like, fuck. So I had to take the afternoon off work. Yeah. I had to go to the auditor's office. She said, "I see it. Print you out a new bill. Go get in line and pay it over at the treasurer." Okay. And I said, "Can I just do it online?" And she said, "Well, yeah, but it might not catch in time or whatever. So I don't want you to have any other issues." Well, y'all, there were 100 people in line for the county treasurer. So I just said, well, I'll deal with whatever. If I've paid it and I have the receipt, this is just an inconvenience. My fault. Totally my fault, right? So I get out to the car. I'm just going to pay it real quick before I go back to the coal mine. Y'all, this all took 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Now, it's the Charleston County Auditor, the office I went to is on Bridgeview Lane. Y'all, it's across the street from the county jail, to be perfectly honest. It's out off the side of the freeway. It's actually on the water, Bridgeview. Y'all, it was wrong. So I went back in and y'all, the auditor's line had expanded, of course. So I wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. And I get up there and the same girl, she asked for me to come on. And I told the woman behind me, I said, "You can go ahead." Cause y'all, I went to the heavyset lady with the Princess Leia buns and the Mickey Mouse Halloween ears on. Cause I said, she knows what she's doing.
Mm.
You just,
as Princess Leia should,
with Mickey Mouse ears.
Yes.
I said, she's going to know cause she's had enough of this and she is not interested in if you like her or not. She's going to be herself. And so I walked up there and y'all, it's hard. You can't be rude to these people. One, you're stupid if you are, and you're rude. So don't do it because it's not worth it. Two, I mean, they're the ones controlling the tax bill, so let's be honest here. But three, be a decent human being. Again, one and three is right. Be a decent person. So I said, this is what happened, blah, 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 blah. And I said, I was very polite about it. And I said, I probably caused this because I got my sequence of events backwards last year. Mm. And I said, and I'm sure I've made this a giant mistake. She taps and she tips and she taps and she tips. Y'all. And she said, oh, Mr. Vader. And I said, what's happened? And she said, have you ever worked with credit cards? And I said, once or twice in my life. And what had happened was, if I had waited until the next day to go back to the treasurer last year to get my refund, this would not have been an issue. But I did it on the same day, and they can't issue a refund on the same day as the payment because the payment hasn't processed yet. So they had to do it the next day. Well, they didn't. And so, y'all, it was a... She's like, can you have a seat? Y'all, she had to call the manager, who had to call the assistant or associate treasurer.
Uh-oh.
Y'all, there were five people working on this. When I tell you I waited an hour and 20 minutes, I'm not kidding.
Did it get resolved?
So they called me back up and they said, all right, here you go. And I said, let me get my readers to make sure this bill is correct. And she was just laughing. And it was resolved, or it was correct. I'm not going to use the word resolved. You'll hear why. So y'all, at that point, I said, all right. She said, if I were you, there's only five people in line for the treasurer. I would pay this right now because for an extra dollar or $2, they will print out your registration and your sticker for your tag right here. And you don't have to worry if this doesn't get processed in time for the DMV, you know, whatever. So I did it. I paid it. It was painful. Y'all, $755.
Ooh, I don't think Earl Grey is that much.
I have to pay a $250 electrical vehicle fee because I don't pay gas tax. You don't pay that fee, even though you pay significantly less gas tax than someone like driving a Honda Civic, but that's neither here nor there, South Carolina. Backwards ass.
Earl Grey was $520 this year.
Right. That's about what mine would have been without the gas tax. Plus, if you pay with a charger plate, you have to pay a fee for that.
Convenience fee.
So, but y'all, I don't have a check, so... And I, you know what? I wanted the proof that I'd paid right then and there, either way. So, y'all, I walk away. I get the registration. Y'all, they have the electric vehicle charging there at the county auditor's office or at the county offices. So, I had plugged in. So, y'all, I had a full tank. Jen was calling. Y'all, we had a deadline for our project. Blah, blah, blah. I talked to her. Y'all went to the janitorium. Everything was fine. And then today.
Until it wasn't.
Check the mail from yesterday, and what's in there but a delinquent notice for not paying 2 years of taxes on the jalopy. So I get to go back to the auditors. And so I checked online, you know, just to make sure that something hadn't gotten crossed in the mail. No. It still shows I haven't paid 2 years of property taxes online. So y'all, not happy. At all. Not happy, but
I can see that. As opposed to me, I'm very happy.
Well, you're very fat.
Well, I'm happy because the air conditioning is off.
That is lovely.
Windows are open at night.
Oh, too cold for that. Too humid for that.
Wonderful. Ooh. Well, it's humid, but it's wonderful. Something else. Oh, did you see my ghost? Oh, excuse me.
You got ghosted? Is that what you're saying? I don't know.
No.
I don't know. Okay, is it out front of the villa or something? Because if it is, I have not been. Y'all haven't been to the villa in months. Since he got the new computer.
Right. Where is that? Let's see if I can send it to you.
Oh, now while you're doing that, since you're going to the Lost Wages, are you going to take your MacBook and record a little show with your sister-in-law? Excuse me, your sister?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm very curious about her. So, y'all, and I have met her, but I'm very curious of how this trip is going to go. So I cannot wait to hear, one, how exhausted the four of them are after flying to Vegas on Wednesday and flying home on Saturday. Y'all, sounds terrible to me.
Well, it does. That's I'm not real excited about that. Well, okay, I don't see it.
Oh, poor Ben Fatty.
Right, never mind.
Poor Ben Y'all, Fatty. We're running out of time, so we better go ahead and do this while Big Fatty looks.
Oh. Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead, ooh, or alive.
All right, everyone. It's time to play the game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of some people born on this day. And y'all, I have to guess if they're dead or alive, because who knows? But then I have to tell you who they are, because I know you don't know.
Right. Beverly Crusher.
Beverly Crusher. Ooh, Gates McFadden is still with us, and the character will live forever. Y'all, she was Dr. Beverly Crusher, played by Gates McFadden on that Star Trek The Next Generation and the movies and the Star Trek Picard.
Beverly Crusher is not alive because she hadn't been born yet. She was born on this day in the year 2324. And she was the fictional doctor on the Star Trek Next Generation, born in Copernicus City, Luna.
Oh.
Which is kind of crazy, isn't it?
Oh, very crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yes, crazy, just crazy.
I like her play.
All right.
All right.
All right. Nicholas Bacon.
Oh, Lord. Y'all, obvious one. Obvious one.
It's too easy.
Dead as a doornail, y'all. He was a British poet, writer, literature.
Nicholas Bacon, it should be Sir Nicholas Bacon, was an English politician and the Lord Keeper of the Great Seal.
I swear he was also an author. I thought I wrote a paper.
That's
on him.
Francis Bacon.
No, I know who that is too. Anyway, all right, Sir Nicholas Bacon.
I thought you were going to come as the second cousin, three times removed of Miss Bacon and Patty Bacon.
Oh, I didn't know you were talking about that Bacon. Okay.
Oh, Cliff Gorman.
Dead as a doornail. Yeah, Cliff. But you best knew him as the character Cliff on Cheers. But yes, dead as a doornail.
Cliff Gorman is indeed dead. He was an American actor in Boys in the Band. So do we have time for maybe one more?
Sure.
Chris Carter.
Oh, y'all, he's a lot. Wait. He's dead. Y'all, he is the brother of that Nick Carter in the Backstreet Boys.
Chris Ooh. Carter is alive.
Oh, Nick's dead.
And
then.
He was the American television producer of The X-Files.
Oh, also in the Backstreet Boys. Anyway.
One more. I'm going to give you an easy one.
Okay.
Although I thought, Nicholas Bacon was an easy one and Cliff Gorman. You know, right. But Doug Emhoff.
Doug Emhoff. Y'all, he's still alive, that Dougie Poo. Though his career, who knows? Y'all, he's the wife of that Kamala Harris, or the husband of that Kamala Harris.
No, I think you had it right. The wife of that Kamala Harris.
I probably
You're
did.
You're exactly right, and he is alive. Oh! Speaking of Cliff Gorman, did you ever call the skull back?
I did not, but I do want to say really quick that there's a new street opening over by the Tanger Outlets in the North Charleston, and y'all, it's uh-huh. the name of that street?
Yes.
Vera Lane. And y'all, the Vera Lane had a sign up, and y'all, it was about the construction company, but it was rainy, so I couldn't see very well. Y'all, I swear it said, coming soon, Ross Dress for Less. And I nearly... pulled the car over in the flooding rain to take a photo.
You know, I've got to fill up Earl Grey. Maybe I'll run by Vera Lane.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You should. And you can't, you know, actually, as you would have to.
Right. Vera Lane, it's Catherine's Stout Shop, Ross Dress for Less. I mean, there's a thing there.
And it's going to be a strip mall to end all strip malls, really, is what I'm hearing.
I wonder if there'll be an Acorn Stairlift store there.
I think it's already there. I think it moved in first.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so people can get around.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Okay. That's enough. Oh, I won't be here next week.
You won't?
No. I'll be in law. Well, no, that's true. I will be back. Never mind.